Joining us now on the official BYB podcast, I'm delighted to welcome a man you'll know the name of, but perhaps won't know too much about. It's Greg Bloom from BYB in the USA. Greg, how are we doing?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. You know, and excited about all that's happening around BKB and BYB, BYB buying BKB, and now all of a sudden we're under the one umbrella. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about Greg Bloom. Introduce yourself to the British bare knuckle fan.
Well, I'm the CEO currently of BYB. I have been in the combat sports space for about 22 years, first as a manager, then as a promoter, more recently as a sports and entertainment attorney, and now currently the CEO, as I mentioned, of BYB. So I've been in the space for a long time. I've worked in all disciplines, in boxing, in MMA, and now in bare knuckle, which I feel to be my favorite of the three. But it is it's been a long road, and I'm excited to be in this position, and I'm excited for the future of BYB and bare knuckle fighting.
Certainly, I mean, that's a great CV. I mean, you're a lawyer last time. I mean, that's where all the dough is. Why on earth aren't you still doing that and taking the dough?
Yeah, some will call me crazy, I suppose. But the truth be told, the way I was introduced to BYB is I was the attorney. I was introduced to Mike Vasquez through a mutual acquaintance about 3-4 years ago. And I was working behind the scenes as he was continuing to put the bricks in place to build the foundation. And he brought it to a point where it had gotten so big that he needed some assistance, and he needed someone with knowledge of the industry to take it really from point A to point B and get it to the next level. So we had a conversation. He made me an offer that I couldn't refuse. And when I saw, you know, when I came and saw my first BYB event, I knew from being in this genre of sport for so long that this was the next big thing. And so it was when I had the opportunity to come on board as the CEO, I jumped at it because I saw it as the future. And I still believe that today. And here we are.
It's amazing that 2016, I was asked to do the commentary on BKB1. And I said no, because I'm a boxing fanatic. I wasn't going to get involved in bare knuckle. But I said I did it to help my friend out, and I'm hooked. I love it. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. The perception a lot of people have of bare knuckle boxing is nothing like the reality.
Absolutely not. And it's you know, I always use the analogy of comparing it to MMA or the UFC when it first started. And it really, the correlations are exact. I hear all the time, oh, this can't be legal. This is so barbaric. And you know, it's so vicious. But this was the same thing they were saying 20 years ago about the UFC, that it was human cockfighting and it wasn't legal in every state. And then as time went on, it became more and more accepted, and eventually has transformed into a multi-billion dollar platform. And I expect the same thing with BYB.
Interestingly, I introduced Joe Brown to Gary Cook, who's the chief executive of Birmingham City Football Club, which Tom Brady is involved in, right?
Right.
And Gary Cook is the former chief executive of UFC, right? And he was based in LA. So I had no problem convincing him about this. And he can see, and I can see, a trajectory that's very similar to the UFC one in terms of its growth pattern. Do you feel that?
And I feel exactly that. And that's what was so encouraging for me to, you know, leave my law firm. I was working at the time additionally with a company called Combate Global, which is an internationally recognized MMA organization that you know, spans throughout South America and North America. And I had a very comfortable living going on. But when I saw what Mike had built and paralleling with what Joe and Jim were building over in the UK, I knew that this was the future of combat sports. So similar to the UFC and similar to its growth pattern, I foresee the same thing. Even since I've started a couple of years ago in this role to now, you've seen more states come on board in the United States making it legal. You've seen a unified rule set get put into place. You've seen the crowd start to grow and the interest from mainstream media start to grow. the parallels are extremely similar, and I expect in the next phase of growth, they will continue to mirror the UFC.
Your role as chief executive, is that more about, rather than, I mean, you'll have to explain the role, but is it more about the growth of the company than it is the actual fighter by fighter, if you know what I mean? Is your role to grow the company as quickly and as best you can?
Yeah, I mean it's a little bit of both. In the broader scheme of things, my role is to popularize this sport as much as I can, to get us media deals, to get us sponsorships, to put butts in seats, to really get the brand recognized on a global scale. But with that comes building from the ground up. Unlike some of our competitors who are just cherry picking old names from boxing and MMA that are sort of at the tail end of their career, we've really had a focus, same way that BKB had a focus on growing organic talent. And it's been difficult to do because you have to get everyone to buy into what you're trying to build. But I've been very fortunate to have surrounded myself with great people to work with, like Mel Valenzuela, who's a top-notch matchmaker, and Don Povia, who runs our media, and Mike Vasquez, obviously, who's a one of one. He's irreplaceable. So we've been able to grow something here, and so part of my role as I've come in was to sort of polish up the diamond and really put it in a position so we could bring it to the next level.
Tell us a bit about the attraction of BKB. You brought that into the family, you know. It's now BYB. BKB is now part of the BYB family. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, why did that happen? Why did you want BKB as part of the family?
Well, for a few reasons. First, we had the luxury of working together for a couple of years, so both of us sort of got to kick the tires, so to speak, on each other and sort of see how the parallel organization was run. And the similarities were so many that it's as we started to continue down this path, it started to make more and more business sense for us to become one, because current at that point, there were three major organizations, let's say, in the sport. There was us, BKB, and BKFC. Well, everyone's gunning to be number one. And it just made sense that collectively, if BKB and BYB, that already had such a great working relationship, could combine forces, what BKB had built has built to this point in the UK was phenomenal. They have a rabid fan base, they have great fighters. And it was just, similar to what Mike Vasquez had done is what Joe Brown had done, which is he brought it to a level to where it was at a point where it had to get bigger. And to get bigger, you needed to have more of a force behind you. And I think that's part of what we did by acquiring BKB was add the jet fuel to their rocket ship as a combined force. And now we're ready to take off and be the number one combat, the number one organization in this sport.
What will the acquisition mean for A, the fighters, and B, the fans? What will it mean?
Well, I think it's going to be a great benefit to both. The fighters are going to have, from both sides of the pond, they're going to have the opportunity to become internationally recognized. The one thing that I really want to stress, and I want the BKB fighters to understand, is this isn't us versus them anymore. We are all one. So I want to see Barry Jones be successful. I want to see Dan Lurwell be successful. I want to see Richie Leake or Marco Martinyak, or even, the up and coming guys, a Tyrone Alife or a Kamille Sokolowski. I want to see these guys get their opportunity the same way I want it for LT Nelson, or I want it for Robert Serrano, or I want it for Harold McQueen. We're all under one umbrella now. So it's a benefit to everyone. Everyone's going to get to fight the best. Everyone's going to get to travel internationally and build their brand. And collectively, we're gonna grow this so it's something that everyone all over the world wants to come see.
There is nothing, I mean, that's brilliant, the BYB family, but it does add a little bit in terms of putting bums on seats when you have a little bit of rivalry, you know, America, US
Yeah.
against England. That adds a little bit to it, you know. I mean, We love to beat the Americans. You love to beat the
Yeah.
that's a selling point, a USP.
100%. And I don't think that goes away just because we've combined forces. I think the exact opposite. I think that fosters that rivalry. I mean, you remember the Police Gazette Cup that we did last year in June,
Right.
and
Love it.
it was a great event. It was very well received, and it showed a lot of passion from both fighters on both sides, on both teams. And I don't expect that to go away. I expect that to grow. And as these fights are able to be put together with more ease, then you're going to see those rivalries really start to fall into place.
What was it that attracted you most about BKB to bring it into that under the same banner? What was it about BKB that attracted you?
Well, I mean, I really liked how Jim was building the fighters. Number one, he and I have gotten the opportunity since the acquisition to talk on a daily basis and become very well acquainted, and we're very similar in our mindset as to what we were looking for. So the way that he was running the company on the day-to-day very much mirrored my ideals. And so I thought it would be very easy to work together and collectively to grow the company. The thing about being the CEO, it doesn't mean that you are running everything by yourself. You need a fantastic team under you to grow. And Jim, the addition of Jim in the role he's now playing and Joe continuing on in the role he's playing have just added so much value to what we can do on an international level that it all made sense at the time because of what they were able to add were things that we couldn't do. So it's you're not adding something on top of something you're already doing. You're adding something that's bringing new value to your company. So again, to me, just putting everyone together made sense, and we were able to work out a deal that was fruitful for everyone.
Jim and Joe staying in the roles they're here, BYB Europe, you, Mike, Don, and the rest, and Mel out in the USA. I mean, to from the position I sit, it makes the company look very powerful in the world of combat sport.
Yeah, I mean, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, we are the number one bare knuckle fighting company in the world now. And there's no one who's going to tell me any different. We have the deepest roster of fighters with the most talent, with the most number of fights. Collectively, we've put on the most number of events. So we have a vast library for media purposes. And we're only just beginning. So from here, the number of shows is going to grow per year. The number of locations that we're able to go to is going to expand. The number of opportunity on television and other distribution outlets that our fighters are going to get to showcase their skills, it's going to continue to build on itself until we're just a global force.
So we will see the best talent from both sides of the pond competing in each other's country.
100%. Like we will start with July. Having James Kennelly fighting over here against Mark Taffin, I believe
Mark
it is
Tiffin,
now, or Mark Tiffin, yeah. And we're going to follow that up in Wales with Barry Jones against LT Nelson.
We're looking forward to that one, by the way.
That's going to be a banger. And from there, it's matchmaker heaven because now we have so many fighters, and it's not going to just have to be US against UK. It can be UK against UK in the US, like we're showing with the Canelli fight. It can be, two US fighters fighting in London. And that's how you grow up. That's how you grow people's brands. That's how you grow who knows these fighters and who gets behind these fighters, just like any player on a soccer team or any player on a football team. It's having access to them that grows the brand. And that's what we're looking to do. We're looking for these fighters to become internationally recognized.
Obviously, there's more changes for this side of the pond because it's now going to be in the trigon. It's going to be 3 2-minute rounds. It's going to be a standing count of eight. It's going to be all those sort of things that, people have got to get used to. Sell it to us.
Well, a few things. Number one, fighting in the Trigon is an experience unlike any other. And there's a lot of fighters who are BKB fighters coming over who have already had that experience. It is just unique upon itself, and I believe it's the most entertaining fight surface in combat sports. It presses the action. When you're in the corners, you can't pivot out, or you can't move, you can't slide out to the side or circle around. You have to move forward. So to me, it's a very engaging form of bare knuckle fighting. You know, the other thing is, like you mentioned, there's now 5 3-minute rounds instead of 2-minute rounds. So you're going to have more time to showcase your skills. You don't have to rush into trying to finish someone. So I think you're really going to allow the fighter's skill sets to show through. Some guys are going to be more technical. Some guys are going to be more with brute force, but people are going to be able to showcase their skills. I think that it's, you know, changes is always difficult to swallow, but I think once the fans in the UK get the opportunity to see the type of commitment we have to growing the sport and what we're going to be bringing over to the UK on a consistent basis, they're gonna fall in love with it like we have over here in the US, and they're gonna latch on to BYB as a whole global entity.
Talking to a lot of the fighters, I was a little bit surprised at how many are really looking forward to the Trigon. They actually look forward to it. You know, when I mentioned the clinch and punch, which, let's be honest, it happens in BKB when the referee's not looking. I mean, there's no difference to it, is it? It just happens. So fighters are genuinely excited about the Trigon. You're not surprised,
And
I bet.
no, I'm not surprised at all. And the one thing that I can say about UK fighters that I've come to learn is they're as tough as they come. You know, they are willing to fight anyone, anywhere, at any time. And that's one of the beauties that I found in what BKB was building. They were building all these fighters who just they just want the opportunity to fight. And so I think by acquiring BKB and coming together, I think we're going to be able to multiply that opportunity for them. And with the attitude that they have of taking on anyone at any time, I think it's going to make for some fantastic fireworks in the Trigon.
Presumably, we're going to have rankings. We're going to have the belt system. How will the belt system work? I mean, we know that ours has gone now, but how will it work?
Well, currently, the way it's going to work, just until we clean everything up, as we mentioned in the press conferences, whoever is currently holding a BYB belt is going to stay the champ. If there is not a champion in that weight class in BYB and there is one in BKB, that person will automatically become the champ. For example, Marco Martignac has the 205-pound belt. We don't have a current champion. He's now the BYB champ. If there is someone with a belt, say a heavyweight and a heavyweight of BKB, that means if I believe it's Richie Leake now who is the BKB champ, he will be the number one contender for the winner of this fight in July between
Got you.
Ike Villanueva and Gustavo Trujillo. And then from there, once it's all cleaned up and there's only one belt, there's going to be a ranking system put into place very shortly, and then people will compete accordingly to where they're ranked.
Wow, that's that. I mean, you use the word clean up. I mean, it makes it firstly, it sounds so much more professional. You have the rankings, and you have, it does, doesn't it? You know, the, all the conjecture and subjective opinions don't matter. There's the rankings, and that's, you know, what I love. And that brings me nicely onto you've been in Canada looking at some sort of betting conference, right? Because obviously, that's another important in sport, in boxing, it's very important to have that opportunity to bet on your favorite fighter.
Yeah, that's something that we have been working on for the past coming up on a year now. And you know, we were very conservative in our approach when as to how we stepped into the wagering sector of the market. So we're working currently with a company called US Integrity, and they are the watchdog of all the major sports here in the US. They work with the NBA, Major League Baseball, the UFC, and they make sure to track all fights that are going on. So if any betting major betting curves happen that don't make sense, they'll flag it. So we've been able, you know, that took a lot of time to get approved for that system and to make sure that we were doing everything by the book, because I see this as the next big growth sector in combat sports. In sports in general, you see starting to see that these betting operators are starting to sponsor major league teams and leagues. So it only makes sense that we are a part of it. And so I've worked very diligently over the last year to get this in place. And now we have for the last three shows, BYB, you've been able to bet on BYB fights. And we're going to do the same with the fights that we hold in the UK. We're going to hold all the fighters, obviously responsible for doing what they're supposed to do as professional fighters that are have the ability to have bets placed on them. And they'll have to go through the same training and sign the same paperwork that the US fighters had to go through to make sure that they understand the rules and regulations when it comes to having live wagering on your bout. But I believe it's the next big thing in all of sports, and I'm very happy that we have started down this path.
Presumably, no fighter will be allowed to bet on himself. Is
Correct.
that exactly what happens in this country?
Yeah.
Everybody else can bet, but you can't bet on yourself. You can't even bet on yourself winning or losing, here.
Correct.
You know,
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's
we take it as far as to say that none of our athletes can bet on combat sports. We don't want there to ever be even a shadow of doubt or an assumption of impropriety in what we do. We are running a very professional organization here, and this is just like the NFL or just like FIFA or any other organization. We're going to be very diligent on making sure that we follow this by the letter of the law, because it's going to bring a great benefit to everyone who works for the company and fights for the company, being able to have people wager on our live events.
Certainly, to be accepted mainstream, integrity is important, isn't it?
Yes.
And if you've got integrity, then there's nobody can throw anything your way, So I think you've absolutely nailed it there. That integrity and that credibility and that honesty about it puts you a step ahead of anybody else. I like that.
Yeah,
Yeah, good stuff.
100%.
We've talked about so much positive things, Greg. Let's chew the fat a little bit about the problems BYB face, because there will be some. And how do you overcome them
Sure.
in terms of acceptance as a mainstream sport, for example? I mean, you've moved on immensely, but here to get it on mainstream TV is, it's been a battle. And how do you do that? How do you overcome? Are there things you're looking at?
Yeah, well, my philosophy, Tom, is always this, and my law partner Barry Chase, he always had this maxim, and he said, even if you're trying to eat an elephant, you have to do it one bite at a time. So we're taking small bites. We're not trying to run a sprint. We're running a marathon, and we know that that's going to take step upon step upon step of growth. And right now, the goal is just to get brand recognition. We are currently on three distribution outlets that reach 150 million homes in the US and Canada. And we're going to start focusing now with the acquisition of BKB on Europe and the other countries that we can get involved with. Collectively, between BKB and BYB, we're also in 17 other countries and growing, in Europe and Asia. So we are going to slowly and methodically take over the space. And it's going to be a lot of hard work. It's going to be a lot of hard marketing to get the fans to understand what we're bringing to the table and for them to accept it. But the one thing that I'm confident about, and this has been proven since I've been working with BYB, which is any person who comes and watches a BYB event leave saying that was the best thing I've ever seen. So we just have to get in front of the people. And once they see it, I'm positive that they're going to be attracted to it.
That leads me on to, for me, it is perception of the sport the biggest problem you face is people's perception without seeing it, their perception of it. It's going to be brutal. It's not safe. It's dangerous. When the reality is that it's a lot safer than glove boxing. Is
Yeah,
that a
and that's,
problem?
yeah, I mean, it's a real problem. It's the visuals sometimes tell a misleading story, because you'll see that the fighters afterwards, and they're very bloody, they're
Blood,
very
yeah.
cut up, but what the average person doesn't understand, to your point, is that 85% of the injuries in bare knuckle fighting are cuts. Okay, 7% are hand fractures. 4.8% are things that bring concussive activity, and the rest are things like facial fractures and minor injuries. So as now that's very different from boxing, which is four times more concussive, and MMA, which is 5 times more concussive. So the truth of the matter is, and this has been done through a medical study since, and collectively with us, with BKFC as a sport, every single fight that both companies have had has been tracked by a medical professional, and that's the data that's come out, that it is 4 times and 5 times less injurious than boxing, glove boxing, or MMA.
Just think, I mean, for even the, I mean, for the uneducated like myself and all the other fans, you only have to look at it. In BKB, if you one punch, the fight's usually over. If it's a big front punch to the head, it's over. But in boxing, 12 rounds, 3 minute rounds, and gloves, you're getting hit in the face, your brain's doing this inside your skull. That is way more dangerous to your longevity of life than anything else.
100%. Everyone forgets that the glove was invented to protect the hand, not the face. And
Exactly.
so it enables someone to throw more punches at a higher rate of speed, and it covers more area of surface area of the face or the body. So if you look at the number, if you compare the number of punches thrown in an overall boxing match and an overall bare knuckle match, I have to believe the boxing match is at least 10 times more punches thrown, which probably means 10 times more punches received, which means much more damage being done to the person, to your point.
One of the things I've noticed here with what was BKB, now BYB, what I've noticed is the sport does a great social services for the country in terms of there's so many boxers in this country, fighters in this country, that would either be in prison or dead if it wasn't for the bare knuckle boxing. Is it the same in America?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of more hurdles to climb in the US as far as getting licensed with a commission. You need a certain amount of amateur fights here in certain states to get a license to participate. But yes, I mean, it's given so many people opportunity where there was none, and not just people who might have chosen a different path, but also professional boxers who were mistreated or never given an opportunity to showcase their skills, or MMA fighters. A perfect example for us is Tommy Turner, or even for you guys, Barry Jones had a storied boxing career, and I believe has found much more success in bare knuckle fighting. So it's something that, some people just have a real skill for it. Even though they're skilled boxers, they're even more skilled at bare knuckle fighting. And people also forget it's the richest history in all of combat sports.
Sure.
And so to me, that's something that's so attractive about what we're doing is, we can pull our lineage all the way back to the late 1800s, and in the UK to the 1700s for bare knuckle fighting. We are the original sport, and soon people are going to find out why we're so excited.
It's certainly this side I've noticed interviewing all the fighters all the time. I noticed that we've got fighters that have been in prison for armed robbery. Now, thanks to BKB, they're successful businessmen. They're running businesses successfully. And instead of people crossing the road to get away from them, they're now crossing the road to say hello because they've got a good profile, And we see that all over the show. And I think, in terms of helping the country to re-educate people into there's another pathway to choose, it might be BKB. Or it might be BYB, or it might be a combination of the both. But whatever it is, you're doing the country a favor. And I don't think people realize enough what bare knuckle boxing can do.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, we're offering opportunity.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to come showcase their skills, there's another path. There's another way for you to do something and be successful at it. And so we just need the people to take the opportunity when it's presented, and there's another outlet.
Do you have a favorite fighter?
I do, but I have a couple of favorites, but I don't want to play favorites. I mean, when it comes to them being in the ring, I don't really choose one over the other. Guys' personalities tend to grow on you as you
Yes, they
deal
do.
with them on the day-to-day basis. But I hate that there's a loser in any of our fights, because I love the fighter so much. They put so much blood, sweat, and tears into what they do, And without them, we wouldn't have anything. And so it's a very symbiotic relationship. But and especially as we're doing this, all the personalities are starting to develop. And so it's hard not to like a bunch of these guys. And but I'll keep my favorites under my hat for now.
A little bit Biden-esque, if you don't mind me saying this, but a great answer. Have you got a fight that sticks in your memory? A fight that you go, wow, if ever there was a way to showcase this sport, that fight was it. Do you have a favorite fight?
Yeah, I mean, my two fights. The first one was LT Nelson against Sam Liera. It was a back and forth fight where both guys went down and both guys got up and they kept going down and kept getting up and they showcased a lot of heart. And the other fight, which we're about to, we just announced the rematch of, is the Julio Tenori Mark Irwin fight that we had last December in Denver. Again, two guys just went back and forth for 6 rounds and gave it their all and came out both looking, like they've been through a war. And it was a razor thin decision that could have gone either way. So those are the two that, from my recent memory, that stand out the most.
And just finally, I mean, we've almost touched on it, but what does the future hold? Are we looking at expansion into other countries? Are we looking at mainstream TV? Having spoken to you before, and Mike, you'll have a vision for the future. You don't do this on a day by day basis. You've got a vision. Share the
Yeah.
vision.
Well, the vision from a bird's eye view is to be the number one combat sport promotion in the world. I mean, that's the end goal. But in the near term, we're looking to expand the number of shows we do. We're going to do an equal number next year in the UK as we are in the US, and we'll probably hit around, I'm going to say, about 16 events next year total. So we're going to Yeah, so we're going to continue to expand very aggressively. We're going to continue to lay the foundation of the places that BKB has already been to: London, Wolverhampton, going into Wales. Going to try a couple other places within the UK, and then also look to expand to another country or two. And again, the approach is going to be the same, step by step, very methodical. We're going to make sure that we have a strong foundation before we move on to somewhere else, as we continue to put brick by brick on this castle that we're building.
Thank you so much for your time. I'll look, are you coming over for the Cardiff?
Of course.
Oh,
Of course.
well, we'll catch up there. Looking forward to seeing you. Greg, you've
Yeah,
been
you as
amazing.
well.
You've been amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tom, and I'm looking forward to talking much more as this train continues to go down the track.